We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org.
Thank you. All right, that was Walt Dickerson, tune of his own making called Death and Taxes from the New Jazz label. This is Walt Dickerson. That would have been his first record. I don't know. It kind of sounds like it from the title. And you are listening to WYXR 91.7 on your FM dial. And check us out on the web as well, WYXR.org. Saving lives one record at a time. That's right. This is Let's Get Lost every Wednesday from 10 to 11, bringing you the best of the best of the best. And we are going to continue with another vibraphonist, Bobby Hutcherson. Walt Dickerson and Bobby Hutcherson kind of cut from the same cloth, a little brilliant players, obviously. That's a given. But both of them were kind of a little avant-garde-y. Not too much. And this record that I'm about to play is called Blues and Matter, and it's a Hutcherson composition from a brilliant, brilliant record called Stick Up with Joe Henderson and McCoy Tyner. I'm sure when I was looking at this record, I'm like, well, if it has Joe Henderson on it, I have to have it because he's so awesome. But then again, look at here, McCoy Tyner. That's called All-Star Cast. So, Blues and Matter. Thank you.
a ghost of you within my haunted heart. Ghost of you, haunted heart, won't let me be. Dreams repeat a sweet but lonely song to me. Dreams are dust, it's you who must be.
Thank you.
Kenny Dorham, Ruby My Dear, a Monk composition, of course. Everybody knew that. And that's from, I guess that's his first record. It's on a 10-incher from the debut label, which was Charles Mingus and Max Roach. They had a short-lived label that they were putting out, and they recorded a young trumpet player named Kenny Dorham. Gave him his chance, and he's one of my favorites. I don't know why. I don't know what it is about his playing that resonates with me, but there's something in there because I just love Kenny Dorham. Before that, Lynn Taylor, Haunted Heart. I have a hard time listening to that song without thinking of the Joe Stafford version, which is my favorite version, but I just love that song. Probably because Bill Evans played it a lot and just made it his own and made it, and just that's probably the first time I ever heard that song was on a Bill Evans record. And I was like, man, what a great tune. Start out with Bobby Hutcherson, Blues and Matter, with Joe Henderson, McCoy Tyner. All right, this will be the first. I may run out of records today. I'm looking at my list here and looking at the clock and going, wow. I may have to repeat somebody. That's never happened before. Usually I'm way overbooked. We'll see. Next up, we have some Django Reinhardt. And I chose the tune I'll Never Be the Same. His music is used in a lot of movies, TV shows, and whatnot. It's so iconic. Everybody loves Django. Except, I got to say, I've been reading up on the early days of guitar and jazz. Eddie Lang and Alan Roos and all those cats that kind of started it all. And, of course, Charlie Christian. It all ends and starts with Charlie Christian. And a lot of the essays that I've read lately, the writers they're not that keen on Django Reinhardt, which has kind of shocked me. I thought, oh, everybody loves Django Reinhardt. He was a genius. And apparently some of the critics don't think so. They're like, well, he didn't swing. I'm like, who cares? His music was awesome. So I chose I'll Never Be the Same, a standard, because it was used at the very end of one of my favorite movies from my absolute favorite film director, Wes Anderson, I'm sorry. And he used it at the end of Rushmore, which was his second film after Bottle Rocket. And that's where I got turned on to Wes Anderson. I was like, who is this guy? This is so weird and so cool. And he ended it with their playing I'll Never Be the Same by Django Reinhardt. So I thought, well, that's what I want to play. So here we go. Thank you. Rusty Diedrich. That was called Rusty in Orchestraville on the Esoteric label, which was a small little label that did not last any longer than the debut label lasted, I don't believe. But the guy that started it famously recorded Charlie Christian. I guess he was a Charlie Christian nut, and he would go around and record him kind of bootleggy and at Minton's, among other places. And he had all these tapes laying around, and he said, I'm going to start a label. I'm going to put this stuff out. And he did. And that some people say that that's kind of the best Charlie Christian we have on record is the stuff he put out on his little esoteric label, the little bootlegs, because he was stretching out and playing more than eight bars, which is all Benny Goodman would ever let him do. Before that, Jack Montrose, forgotten tenor player. Nobody talks about Jack Montrose, but they should. He was a great arranger. That's kind of what I like about him. His tenor playing was great, but he really was a superb arranger of music and made some great records under his own name and for other people with his arranging skills. We start out with Django Reinhardt, I'll Never Be the Same. All right, you are listening to Let's Get Lost. We are halfway through the show. I'm not going to run out of music. I was crazy talk. I never run out of music. Halfway through the show, and I want to remind you that you can become a member of the WYXR family by going online and clicking on certain buttons and donating to the station and becoming a member. And we would love it if you did. So we need funding to keep the station going. We also are thrilled when we expand our family membership. So please do that if you like what you hear day in, day out on this station, and you certainly should, then become a member. All right, up next, we've got a Horace Parlan tune called Oh So Blue. It's off of Speaking My Piece, which might be my favorite Horace Parlan record. That's hard to say. He's got another one with Brooker Urban on it that I love a lot, too. But this has got the Turrentine brothers, Stanley and Tommy Turrentine. And this is just a great, great cut, great composition by Horace. Thank you.
Almost like being in love. I've got a smile on my face for the whole wide human race. It's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell begins to peal, I could swear I was falling, swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love. Of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell begins to peal, I could swear I was falling, swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love. Well, it's almost like being in love. Thank you.
Coleman Hawkins. Of course, it was Coleman Hawkins. I love him so much. That was the Coleman Hawkins All-Stars with Mary Osborne on guitar. So a pioneer of the electric guitar, influenced heavily by Charlie Christian, who she used to follow around and watch him play. And she said, you know what? That's what I want to do. And darn it, that's exactly what she did. She was a fantastic guitarist and very underrecorded, was a female in a male-dominated genre, industry, whatnot, and probably did not get her due, given how awesome she was. Before that, Johnny Hodges, The Happy One. That was a free gift for you. I bought a record, and a guy sent me this Johnny Hodges record as a free gift for you. He always puts these little stickers on there, a little smiley face. And usually they're not, you know, they're beat up or whatever, but I always give them a listen, and I checked it out, and it's great record, clean, and sounds great. And I don't have any Johnny Hodges records except, you know, the Duke Ellington stuff. So I was like, man, this might be pretty good. And it was. Cooking big band with Johnny Hodges. Pat Thomas, I Didn't Know What Time It Was. And we started out with Horace Parlin, Oh So Blue, with Stanley and Tommy Turrentine. All right, I'm winding down here, but we got time, so I'm just going to keep going. This is Bill Barron, Persian Street Scene. Thank you. That was Bill Barron, Persian Sweet Scene, from a record on a Savoy record called Modern Windows, a jazz suite, and it's a brilliant record. I highly recommend it. With his cohort, Bill Barron played with Ted Kersen almost exclusively. Played on a lot of Ted's records. They played together his records, blah, blah, blah. It also has Pete LaRocca on drums. I love Pete LaRocca. And Jay Cameron on baritone sax. Modern Windows. All right, that is going to do it for me. This has been Let's Get Lost on WYXR. I'm going to leave you with some Jufri 3, the Jimmy Jufri Trio with Jim Hall and Ralph Pena. And as always, I appreciate you supporting the station with your dollars and your ears. And we will see you on the flip side. Thank you.